Willie Hollander, as you may understand. I was born in the county Waterford, in Erin's happy land. When I was young and in my prime, then beauty on me smiled. My parents doted on me, I being their only child. My father bound me to a trade in Waterford's fair town. He bound me to a cooper there by the name of Willie Brown. I served me master faithfully for 18 months or more. Then I shipped on board the Ocean Queen, bound for Valparaiso shore. And when we reached Valparaiso shore, I met with Captain Moore, the captain of the Flying Cloud that sails from Baltimore. He asked me if I would sail with him on a slaving voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where the coffee seeds do grow. The first place that we landed, 'twas on the African shore. And 500 of those poor slaves in the native land we bore. We marched them out upon our plank and stowed them down below. It was 18 inches to a man, was all they had to go. Early next morning we set sail with our cargo of slaves. It would have been better for those poor souls if they'd been in their graves. For the plague in favor came on board, shoved half of them away. We dragged their bodies on the deck and threw them in the sea. In the course of 3 weeks after, we arrived on Cuba's shore. We sold them to the planters there to be slaves forevermore. The rice and coffee seeds to grow beneath the burning sun, to lead a sad and wretched life until their career was run. And now our money is all spent, we are off to sea again. When Captain Moore, he came on board and said to us, his man, "There's gold and silver to be had, if with me you'll remain. We'll hoist aloft a pirate flag and scour the Spanish main." We all agreed, but five young lads who told us them to land. Two of them were Boston boys, two more from Newfoundland. The other was an Irish lad belonging to Tramore. I wish to God I joined those boys and went with them on shore. We sank and plundered many a ship down on the Spanish main. Left many a widow and orphan child in sorrow to remain. We made them walk out on our plank, gave them a watery grave. For the saying of our captain was, "Dead men tell no tale." Pursued we were by many ships, both frigates and liners too. But for to catch the flying cloud was a thing they ne'er could do. It was all in vain, astern of us the cannons roared so loud. It was all in vain for to ever try, for to catch the flying cloud. Till the Spanish ship, a man of war, the dungeon hove in view, and fired a shot across our bows, the signal to heave to. We gave to her no answer, but sailed before the wind, till a chain shot broke our mizzen mast, and then we fell behind. We cleared our decks for action as she come up alongside, and soon from off our quarter decks there ran a crimson tide. We fought till Captain Moore was slain, and 80 of his men, when a bombshell set our ship on fire, we were forced to surrender then. Now fare you well, you shady groves, and the girl I do adore. Your voice, like music soft and sweet, will never cheer me more. No more will I kiss those ruby lips, or clasp that silk soft hand, for here I must die a shameful death, out in some foreign land. It was to Newgate I was brought, bound down in iron chains, for the plundering of ships at sea, down on the Spanish main. It was drinking of bad company that made a wretch of me. So youths, beware of my sad fate and my curse on piracy.